So Krishna keeps on speaking, and he was saying that it's a like a basically he was saying like, you know, this what I'm talking is not a vritti, like which can come and go. Means like one example could be like, you know, like if in this room we put like 6-7 different colors bulbs, and according to need we can put on and off. Like, you know, that's what we do, like inside, you know, like there are roles, you know, like when we go out, you know, it's different bulb is on. When we are in the room, different bulb is on. In bathroom, very different bulb is on. So Krishna is saying like, you know, this is not one of those things. It's like really prakasam, you know, it's state of being which is not changeable, you know, which cannot be on and off. Like it's once upon a time it's found on and then it's on, or recognized on and then it's on, like it's not off. So something like, so it's saying like it's prakasam, it's like light, not the, can we say role, not the role, is the, and what will be the,
but the bath is over there.
Yeah, why not?
Oh my God.
So, like, what can we say, the role and what? Like the role, you know, the all different color bulbs will be like role,
yeah.
And then what will be this?
The natural state.
Yeah. Natural state, yeah.
Sunlight?
No. And then also he was saying that sarvaram parityagi. Kind of a you know, this state is like, you know, starterless kind of, you know, like from that, like something else, you know, the need of life, you know, like starter will be some, not this state, like this state will not start you, you know, kind of, because there is no, no point, like, you know, that is not there, but kind of like needs, you know, needs of life, like, you know, they will be the starter. So he's saying like sarvaram parityagi, like from this state one will find oneself, you know, into something, but because of something, you know, like there will be kind of, you know. So what he is trying to say that it's not that like once you arrive to this state, you know, you will be, you start kind of converting, you know, like, you know, that kind of things cannot come from there. Like, you know, if somebody is there, then, you know, availability is there. But if it's not that you kind of look, you know, if the situation happens, then availability is there. But if situation doesn't happen, then there will be no starting, like, you know, from. So that's what he's saying, like, sarvaram parityagi. The state is like kind of beginningless, you know. It's like a state which cannot be, which cannot start, you know, itself. But many things can start, like the needs, and, you know, they will start. So, like, it's like little bit, probably, he's asking, like, he's saying that it's actually very, very passive, you know, like, totally passive state. And and like only because of needful, it could like serve the purpose or something, but no other reason to like to start. माम चयो अभ्यभिचारेण भक्ति योगेन सेवते सगुणान समतीत एतान ब्रह्म भूयाय कल्पते. So Krishna is saying, saying like somebody who serves me, you know, like serves me means actually, he's saying like somebody who has love for the state without any other reason, you know, like, because like generally, you know, I will have love for you, but reason is not love, you know, reason is like, you know, because you have this garland kind of, like, generally like in worldly life, you know, like I really saw love, but the reason is this girl, kind of, and something else, you know, like something behind. And Krishna is saying, having love, but without a reason, you know, like kind of like natural love. And kind of like keeps on being with that love. And another thing is like abhyabhichari means like a without going to any, you know, like one day I might love for love, but next day, you know, I might love for this garland, and then third day I might love for, you know, if you give me this garland, then, you know, third day something else, you know, like keep on changing, you know. So he's saying like that way it will not work. Like he's saying like if somebody can love the state without any other reason, then like, you know, I can love the state because so many people follow Krishna, you know. So that can be the starter of my love, and then it will not work. Like I can love this state because, you know, like Krishna is so, like, you know, he is still being great, you know, after this can be the reason, then it will not work. So saying like, if one can serve, like, kind of love me, you know, for the love, you know, love for the love, you know, no other reason, then sagunan samastit etan brahma bhuyaye kalpate. So if love is for love, then Krishna is saying that slowly, like a qualitative, you know, you can feel qualitative change in person. And also he's saying that actually, like that person can, even because of the love, slowly can reach to, you know, this Brahman, like very, very high state, you know, like very, very spready state, as well as kind of reach, you know, where I am, to that state. You know? Like only from this love, you know, like love for that, no other reason, and that can really grow to this state. Like only one thing, but that has to be, you know, it's like really difficult, you know, like I can do this one day, you know, I can, and then next day, you know, garland will come, you know, a green shirt will come, like something will come. But like he's saying, like it's very simply that is possible, but if one can be like that. ब्रह्मणो हि प्रतिष्ठा अहम् अमृतस्य अव्ययस्य च शाश्वतस्य च धर्मस्य सुखस्य एकांतस्य च। So saying one can really look for the light, but like have to know that there will be no other, like, you know, if I am looking only for love, so I will not get any support from me, you know, because like if I was having love for Garland, you know, I will get support from me, you know. Like it's easy to get support from me if I am loving because of the Garland. Because, you know, like the kind of like the I, like which really is involved with the world, cannot support me if I am loving only love. You know, if I'm loving something like together with love, something else, then that I can support. So here Krishna is saying actually, like one can kind of love for the light, for this very, very high state, but one has to know that one will not get enough support from one, you know, like it's like really like, you know, like the you know, the lower eye will be kind of going this way, you know, that way. Probably, you know, the picture which comes, you know, it's like having many children, and then, you know, one is peeing, one is like kind of like always something. So like the support will not be there because, you know, one of the children will be, you know, longing for this, you know, another for that, and another. So this is why he's saying, like, you know, it's really very good way, but one has to really know that, like, you will not get your support, you know, because of having many, many children. And Pratistha, Amritasya Abhyasya cha. Like, although, you know, there is, like in our mind, there is too much glory for nectar, you know, for what doesn't decay, you know, although like, but, you know, the glory is like very, very dry, you know, like we really don't have any connection with these words, you know, like nectar, like there is no connection because there is no experience of that. Abhyam, you know, what doesn't decay, like imaginary, like much glory, but no connection. Like he said, although these words really imaginary, they look like very, very powerful, you know, but actually when we like start gathering us, you know, preparing us, it's very difficult to kind of, you know, to keep together. So saying like, you know, it's possible, but also to know that it's very difficult to keep together, you know, without any other thing, like without giving chocolate toffee, you know. Like, it's very difficult to keep children together, kind of. That's what he's kind of, you know, kind of, although it's like, you know, like, probably this walnut burfi is very good, you know, kind of. But because of children, you know, maybe they don't like this bitter, something like that. Sasvatasya hi dharmasya sukhasya ekantikasya. And and like the what is, you know, the unborn or where there is no decay. He's saying actually like dharma, you know, the real dharma, like, doesn't correspond to our knowledge of peace, knowledge of happiness, you know, like our knowledge of peace and happiness is very different. Like, you know, and this is why real dharma doesn't correspond to that. So, like, what he's trying to say that, you know, this like direct way, you know, it's not, he's not ignoring them, you know, saying like they are there. But really, this is very difficult to make oneself together for them. As long as experience is not there, as long as, you know, taste of walnut burfi, you know, has not been tasted. So saying like, you know, these words, like these very, very high words, you know, look like, imaginary, look like they are very attractive, but actually there is no attraction, you know, like no pulling. Like those words cannot pull us because like we find ourselves like scattered, you know, like having many, many children. So saying actually Arjun, that, you know, that is possible, but also to know that like we are in a different kind of state. So that's why probably like he, every time he says, you know, abhyas, you know, abhyasen, like always answer. So like kind of clarify, you know, why I ask you to practice because of this. Because really it's possible, but like with that, you know, like I can really, you know, make myself like close my ears, you know, close my eyes and love Paul, but not more than few days, you know, like for after a few days, you know, I will find loving Paul because of garland and because of something else, you know, like that is like very natural state of human. So saying like I'm not saying that that is not possible, but difficult. Still, Krishna keeps on speaking and now saying, Urdhva mool adha shakham asvastham prahur abhyam छंदांसि यस्य पर्णान यस्तम वेद स वेद वित्। सो सेइंग एक्चुअली दिस प्लांट आर ट्री ऑफ धर्म एक्चुअली you know the roots of this plant is in the air, you know, outside, and leaves are under the ground, you know, like somehow it's not you know actually many schools like divide us, like divide human like into you know subconscious, unconscious, and then collective unconscious, and then like the like whole unconscious, like it's the lower. So they say there is no direct growth, you know, like if you try the conscious side, you know, the conscious, then what is super conscious or something like 7 layer, and there is no like direct way to approach the conscious side, like only way is to approach unconscious side, you know, like really be in, and probably he's talking something like that, that we really have to like grow in unconscious in order to be more aware in conscious. Like growth happens, and that's why he's using this word, you know, this tree has roots outside and leaves in, means growth will happen in, and support will be kind of like in the conscious, in the super conscious, in like in those things. So saying that actually this tree of spirituality is different than, you know, like we really cannot grow directly what we want to grow, you know. Otherwise it would have been very easy. So saying actually like we really have to work in, and like unconscious, you know, subconscious, unconscious, and collective unconscious level, and effect of that makes, you know, conscious, super conscious, and collective conscious, kind of cosmic conscious, like there we feel results, like leaves happens there, you know, in this conscious side, but working happens in unconscious side. So saying like this tree of spirituality has you know the roots outside and leaves under the earth, and aswastham prahur abhyam, and one can say that this is a tree of like a bodhi tree, like bodhi tree of spirituality, and through that, now saying like what I spoke, abhyam, like which cannot be decayed, which has no rule of decay applied, like that can be seen through this way, like, you know, really working in unconscious side, and slowly one day kind of light appearing in conscious side. Like there is no direct way that you can put light in conscious and you be conscious. So direct way will be like working in the unconscious side, and then one day seeing light in the conscious. Chandans yasya pranan yasta ved sa ved vid. And so saying, speaking like a, speaking about it, about like actually, like he's using like the singing, you know, singing means probably like what will be said, maybe that is not very, very logical, you know, logically, kind of like, but it's trying to say that what, how it works cannot be put together with logic, you know, like it's, there is no logical explanation to it. So looks like the chandans means the poetry, you know, poetry means not much logical, you know, logical side, but the heart side, you know, like listening through the heart, speaking through the heart, and they really become like leaves of the, this tree, you know, they are like as important as leaves in the tree. And yastam ved sa ved vid. And somebody who can really feel like only through feeling, you know, one can feel like something happening, not logical way. So saying like somebody who can feel this will only do this, you know. Everyone cannot do this because it's like logically, you know, there is nothing in this kind of like approach. So but somehow some people will be, you know, getting something like some kind of due, you know, like inner due, and that will make them enable to keep on, you know. And like many times actually the like logical side is strong, like many times like we really have to struggle, like when logical side is strong, you know, what I am doing in India, like, you know, like I wasted, like, you know, and it's true, like from logical side, you know, it's like, it looks like the waste, but then again, you know, in the morning you again walking, and then this dew side comes, and then you, oh, wow, you know, like there seems like something, yeah, okay, you know, DW, like, you know, it's like very, very low, you know, the other side, like the growing side. Like the logical side is very strong, you know, like really shakes us, you know. And then next morning or, you know, a couple of hours later, you know, again this like the very, very low side, like dew kind of thing comes and then says, ah, you know, but looks like, you know, something is going on there. And then we keep on. That's what Krishna is saying, that, you know, actually, you know, the spiritual life is like, it's like that, you know, like really growth happens somewhere else, and, you know, looks like you are working somewhere else, you know, and there is no correlate, like the relation is found very late, and this is why this difficulty is that many times this like the, our friend, like really well-wisher friend, like the logical side will come and kind of like buying us. And then, but he's also saying like, also this very kind of like calm side, very, you know, that also speaks to us and somehow makes it equal again. And we find again in the same, you know, same thing, like doing same thing. अधस् चो ऊर्ध प्रसृता तस्य शाखा गुण प्रवृद्धा विषय प्रवाला अधश्च मूल्यान अनु संततानि कर्मानुबंधीन मनुष्यलोके. So he's saying that like that. You know, like we have many times we have seen this, say, Bodhi leaf, and it's generally like it's the kind of like the, like vein, can we say like vein, you know, like veins, and so that means like, you know, seeing that, we can really see that even for a leaf, you know, how much work is, you know, like how many, like there has to be like, you know, this connectivity everywhere, and without that, like even one leaf cannot be clean. Like, so here Krishna, what Krishna is trying to say, that actually like the life itself, you know, it's not like kind of like a really takes time, like what he means, like, you know, the spiritual life really takes time. And because the somehow the veins are maybe you know what is like a like now he's, what he's trying to say that before he said like, you know, you really work toward in unconscious. An effect happens in conscious. But now he's saying like probably there needs to be something like this, you know, like the leaf thing, that somehow it's connected also there, like something like very, very subtle going on, and which can be felt very late. So saying actually like the, you know, downside as well as upside. There has to be some connection. And that is like so subtle, so probably it's unseen. Like, you know, while it seems like nothing is going on, still, but he's trying to say, it seems like still something is going on, you know, like some kind of subtle thing is going on. And prasata tasya sakha, and then this branch, you know, or like the before becoming branch, some like this, kind of like a spider kind of thing, like as a spider, huh?
A web?
Yeah.
Like the spider web?
Yeah. Yeah, that thing, you know. So saying like, you know, looks like something like that goes on, kind of like unseen, with, because later we find connection with, like from down to up. So looks like something like that, you know, some kind of that work keeps on, you know, something like that happens. And guna pravruddha, like, because like, you know, after maybe couple of months, you know, or 6 months, and then we say, but I used to react, you know, this way. Accidentally we remember, kind of like, you know, but looks like something is going on, you know, like there has been always question, but nothing is going on. But then you remember, well, yeah, I used to, like when tea was coming, you know, I used to do different thing than what I am doing now. So saying actually guna pravruddha, like some recognition of like you know, being different and now different. So saying like that really keeps you on. Like, you know, he's saying like something is going on in, and maybe that is not recognized. But on outer level, like one day you feel, but I used to, you know, like when somebody say like this, you know, on phone, I used to say this, but now I am not saying this. Like little thing. And then Krishna is saying like, that really confirms that something, you know, something is going on. And then he's saying, Vishay Pravala. And certainly, like the desires, you know, certainly really many times shake, you know, like you, like many times, like because of the habit of senses, like you really find yourself shaken, you know, like there is something, but you know, still I'm longing for, you know, walnut barfi, kind of, you know, it's like so much, you know, like that. At 10, you know, I have to go out to buy this. Like also this, like he's saying, like, you know, that happens, like some many times, like you find yourself, you know, looks like I'm little different, but many times you find yourself at 10, you know, opening gate and going to buy walnut barfi, and then say, nothing going on. So both things keeps on going. And then athasch mulyan nu santatan, also like also feeling of also like many times feeling connected with the spiritual life, like really very very deep connection, you know, like many times that comes. And really, like very very spread and deep, not powerful, you know, because these connections are not kind of like in the realm of power, you know, they are like in another kind of like powerful. So saying like certainly like very very spread and deep connections are formed many times. And karman bandhan manushya loke. Many, many times also, like the habits, you know, like both sides he is saying, like many times you find yourself really good, many times because of the habitual, you know, habits, you say, nothing has changed, you know, like 6 years past, you know, no change, like still I'm striving for, you know, cigarette, or, like many, many things. So he's saying like, you know, like in this life, actually, spiritual life, both things happen. So not really, you know, like putting you up, like that's what he means, like, because this will happen and also that will happen. Yeah, because it's like, you know, like very, very kind of like very subtle, you know, like feeling very subtle, but not really powerful, you know, like as say like desires will be powerful, like, you know, the
intensity,
and this has no intensity. That's why like it's very, very spread and very kind of calm, like when you feel that, you know, like you are like more calm, not shaken. And this is why it's not felt that way, you know. Like it's like in depth and spreadness, it's very good. But it's not that, you know, you have to open like at 10, you know, the door and go for buying Buffy. Like that kind of, you know, like this intensity is very different. Another way will be like that, you know, like something unseen, like, and feels good, but not seen. That's why it is felt like a bigger bag, because bag is unseen, like not seen, and no knowledge for that. But something is felt there. Because conscious witness is actually like to kind of like putting together, you know, conscious witness means like really being together, helps us to be together.
Yeah.
And then from togetherness, you know, this growth happens.
Yeah.
So growth is not because of conscious, you know, kind of like, you know, that is like just being together, for being together, and from being together, growth happens.
Yeah.
So what happens like when actually real growth happens, like, you know, when really this momentum takes over.
Mm.
So many times, you know, it's not even witnessing there, you know, because it's like really no need, because, you know, that has done the job, and something is going on, and now it feels free to kind of like, you know, be in New York and, you know, like kind of really, you know, like, maybe that taste of that coffee, you know, really, that really improves this, like, what is going on. You know.
Uh-huh.
Many times like this kind of thing, Like they really bring something to what is going on. So like for the beginning, you know, this is very important, like to really be watchful.
Yeah.
Because then that can start us. And once we are started, then it's also good to, you know, sometimes to go to for that coffee or that that variety of like, you know, chocolate or, you know, like many things, they really help, you know, the taste. No, I think like this path is not for serious people. It like looks like somewhere seriousness dissolves, you know.
Yeah.
Like you really get, like somehow you cannot be, you know. Like in the beginning, like it really feels like we can be, but as something else starts, you know, other than my effort or your effort, then it's very difficult to be serious, you know, about practicing, because it's like really fun thing, you know. It's not like a kind of job, you know. So then suddenly like this happens that, you know, okay, you know, it's good to have, remember that coffee, you know, remember, you know, this friend kind of, as well as, because this is going on. न रूप अस्य तथोपलभ्यते नान्तो न चार्दिन च संप्रतिष्ठा अस्वस्थमेनं सुविरूढमूलं मसंग शस्त्रेण त्रणेन छित्त्वा. So, just saying like, you know, this Bodhi tree, you know, tree of spiritual life, what I am talking, saying, certainly roots have to be very, very healthy, you know, otherwise, like, it will not work. So, saying like, actually, roots have to be very, very healthy, and like once roots are healthy, then some pratistha, like a kind of like a easiness can come. You know, like maybe before, like in the beginning, kind of like little bit narrowness, little bit seriousness is helpful, he's saying. Like once you get started, once roots become healthy, then he's saying some pratistha, like you really can kind of walk along, you know, like there is like possibility to move along, like, you know, it's not seriousness which now will work, but the joy, like, you know, big, like to start maybe seriousness, you know, or the kind of like a, you know, planning that was helpful, but now he's saying like now what will be more helpful is the joy of it. So then some pratistha, like then you can kind of walk like, you know, like this. And then, na rupam asse tatho palabhyate. And he's saying like, what I am speaking, that cannot be found, like being narrow, you know, all the time being narrow. So he's saying like that, for the beginning, that is very good. But then, you know, that has to come like, kind of like this side and this side. And masang sastren drahen chitva. And like this. Like through the like when you can move, you know, like this. Like he's saying like there is another kind of trust. Like, you know, like when you are moving like this all the time. So he's saying actually there is not enough trust in you. And this is why growth is not happening, because, you know, for growth, trust has to be. And when you can trust yourself and move like this, so saying like, because the intensity of trust is more, and this is why growth is more. So it's like, he's saying like the intensity of trust really kind of from that, from the intensity of trust in you, kind of growth can be measured, you know, not from the, not trust and, you know, this, like what will be like when I'm rigid, not from rigidity, because rigidity means you don't trust you, like certainly, otherwise you cannot be, like if I trust me, okay, you know, I can, you know, take this in my hand, but I will not eat. Like, if I don't have this trust, then I will not touch this. I will be very rigid, you know, like, little bit very away from this person. So he's saying, like, actually, the growth really relies on the intensity of trust, not rigidity. Maybe we can stop here.